Welcome to the Post Game Plan. My name is Ali Samani. This is the career development hub for all current as well as former NBA players. Today we have a very special guest. His name is Ricky Pierce. He's an 18th overall pick in the 1982 NBA draft, former NBA All-Star. He's also an author, CEO of AccuShot 22, and a Rice University graduate. Did I get all that, Ricky?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh man, what are you not doing, and what have you not accomplished?
Well, what I'm doing now, I'm actually back in school.
Okay, what are you studying right now?
I'm back in school. I need 18 hours to graduate.
Okay.
And I'm in my first semester back at Rice, and everything is going well.
That's fantastic.
And I should graduate in May.
Wow, what program are you graduating from?
Kinesiology.
That's great. So tell me, I mean, you've had a very long and successful career in the NBA, 16 years, is that right?
That's right.
And, I mean, over the course of that time, getting drafted in 1982, the game obviously was much different back then in terms of the resources that were available to players for them to, like, manage their careers after the game. When did you start thinking about your life after the game?
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't start thinking about it until probably the last year in the league. You know, most of the guys that came up playing against was gone, you know.
Yeah.
I was playing with so many young guys. And so that's when I really started focusing on what I was going to do afterwards. I mean, although during my career, I always had a passion for children, you know, young kids reading and writing and just different activities and staying in shape. So that's where I got to that Bouncing Billy active play kit that would lead me to that.
Okay. Now, I mean, after you retired, what were your first couple of moves? Like, what did you invest in any businesses? Did you start speaking to different, individuals in different industries? Did you network with different people? What did you do?
Well, what I started doing, I just took some time off to spend with my family.
Okay.
You know, I took a couple of years just to focus on that. My son, he's a tennis player. My daughter, a tennis player.
Wow.
So basically, I've done a lot of traveling with them. And you know, then I started going back to junior highs and high schools, and a lot of coaches want me to come back and speak with their players and try to direct them and guide them and talk about just the whole dynamics of being a professional basketball player.
Okay. Now, tell me a little bit about AccuShot 22. I mean, that seems like a very great business. You're a CEO of that company. When did you start it, and like, what was your motivation and incentive to start it?
Well, my son, before he turned into this tennis player, he was interested in basketball. He was playing with the YMCA. And a lot of the parents, again, came up to me that recognized me. Can you help my son with his shooting? You know.
Right.
And so most of the kids I was evaluating, what I noticed, most of them were shooting out of the palm of their hand, you know, instead of off the fingertip pads. And so that gave me the idea, okay, there's a problem here. So I actually shot 22 basketball. I decided to put these ovals on the ball. And when I was training the kids, I told them, line your fingertip pads on the ovals. And most of the kids, what they was doing, not knocking this other shooting ball, it had this black hand on it. And a couple of the kids had that ball. And I think a lot of them got the idea that's the way you're supposed to shoot it out of your entire hand. So that's why I came up with the idea with that AccuShot ball.
Okay. Now, did you get involved in that business with any partners, or is that something that you did by yourself?
I did it by myself.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, I mean, so essentially, is the product marketed towards, like, kind of younger students of the game?
Yeah, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. You know, in high school, some of the high school players can definitely use this ball. Really get them focused early and get that ball out of the palm of their hands. You look at Eddie Johnson, guys like that, Dale Ellis, Ice Garvin, just to name a couple guys. When they release the ball is off their fingertip pads. I mean, especially Eddie Johnson, you know, I played with him. He had Dale Ellis. And those guys had some of the best releases even today.
Really? So now with this product, I mean, how has been the feedback from kind of students as well as individuals within the sport? Have you leveraged some of the contacts that you've made throughout your career to kind of market the product?
It's been, a lot of people have benefited from it. A lot of 7, 8, 9, and I've heard even some college players, especially over at Rice University, they're using the ball now.
Okay.
In El Paso and Louisiana. You know, I've sold quite a few balls, and right now I'm partnering up with Walmart. You know, they interested in the basketball. So hopefully that deal will go through and I can really reach out to a lot of kids.
That's fantastic news. Now, when you were playing, just to backtrack a little bit, did you kind of focus on, while you were playing, did you ever network with any individuals from different industries during that time? Or was your main focus just playing the game and, you know, ensuring that there was success there from that side and just kind of retiring when appropriate?
Well, when I was playing, my main focus was on basketball.
Right.
You know, staying in shape, what I needed to do to make my team better and just staying healthy. And I think even back then, most of the guys I played with, that was their main focus, is basketball, their career. Because that's a business in itself.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? I mean, if you lose focus on your profession, you're not going to be in it long and you won't be very good.
Now, how do you think, I mean, it's remarkable that you were able to sustain your career for 16 years. I mean, like, and the real purpose of this show is to talk about career development, you know, outside of the court. But this is, I mean, really interesting to me because the average, you know, career span for an NBA player in terms of their lifetime is probably about 5 years. Now, you've been able to sustain a career for 16 years. What do you think? Like, what types of characteristics do you think attributed towards that ability to remain, relevant for many of the teams that you've played?
Well, with my career, speaking for my career, I mean, when the season was over, I didn't take very much time off away from the game. I mean, I didn't play for maybe a month or going up and down, but I would get in the gym and do weights. I would continue to stay in shape condition-wise. And then I would work on some weaknesses. And, of course, my ball handling was more of a weakness for as I'm concerned that I knew that I had to improve on. So I put a lot of focus into that.
Okay. Now, with your current pursuit of your degree in kinesiology at Rice University, was education something that was really important to you in terms of completing your degree?
Of course. And I'm getting at it. I want to do some coaching. I mean, maybe do some coaching. I spent a lot of time around Rice University now that I'm back in school. I watch the girls practice, watch the guys, and, you know, it's kind of fun. And maybe, you know, if I go ahead when I finish, I might be interested in doing something like that.
Okay, and that's, sorry, go ahead.
And that's why that degree is so important. And, you know, I promised my mom anyway that I would finish, so. And going out, speaking with kids, talking about staying in school and staying motivated, and it's very, very important that I relay this to a lot of even grown-ups that haven't finished. It's pro athletes that maybe need 10, 12, 15 hours. It's never too late to go back.
Absolutely, absolutely. What do you think some of those opportunities in terms of completing your degree, what types of opportunities do you think opened up for you? Obviously there's the coaching one, but even from a confidence standpoint, what do you think, pursuing and completing your education has brought?
Well, you know, I have a lot of alumni here that I see quite often just around at football games, basketball games. You know, they like to see me come back. And you know, they tell me the same things. Hey, man, it'll be great to have you here, have you back coaching. And, you know, come on back and finish. And, you know, just those people, confidence they have in me and the way they're showing the love toward me, I mean, that motivates me. you know, to come on back and do it.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of cool, you know, sitting in the classroom with 20-year-old kids. And and I have a daughter in school, you know, right now, and she's 20.
Yeah.
And you know, it's kind of cool, you know.
No, that's fantastic news. You know, definitely congratulations, and we could wish you continued success in the completion of your degree. Now, why did you choose kinesiology? Obviously, that's something that you started with, but why is it something that's important to you?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm really off into the motor learning and how the body movement works and connects with everything. I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, a lot of scientific stuff. I mean, I didn't know it was so much to this stuff, really. I mean, now I'm paying more attention,
right,
to in class. I mean, at the beginning, it was more basketball. But it's so much you can learn, you know, about how the body works.
Now, do you think, would you suggest for some of the current players that are out there, would you suggest them, you know, completing their education during their playing career? If possible, I guess.
Of course, go back and finish.
Yeah.
My phone is beeping, so I kind of missed some of the question, but I think you were saying about some of the current players going back finishing. Yeah, go back and finish. I mean, because for one, kids look up to us. I mean, for some reason, it's just the way it is. So many kids look up to athletes, and we need to get the attention on staying in school, stay focused. Everyone would not be a professional athlete, you understand? So, but you can still go back and learn, and you can be a doctor, lawyer, or whatever. I mean, that's the message that I try and tell kids. I mean, being a professional basketball player, you have to have some luck, some gifts, a lot of different things, but everybody can learn.
Absolutely. Now, in terms of, you know, during the course of each show, we really like to ask some of our players some of the advice they would give. And I mean, your situation as well as your career is very unique in that you've had a really fortunate longevity within the game, being at 16 years and being able to accomplish so much. And, you know, with the design of this AccuShot product that you have, you know, we obviously wish you continued success with it. What would you suggest out to some of the current players, and even, you know, first obviously the current players and then the retired players, the ones that, you know, have just recently retired and are looking for new opportunities? What do you think are the main factors that are important for them to focus on?
Well, I think we should go back to our communities and give back and be a leader, you know, take some of that leadership qualities that we demonstrated as a professional basketball player. Just take it back to the communities and to our young kids and spend some time with them, not just talk about it. I mean, I do free clinics, one-day clinics. I go out and just spend some time and mix it in with the kids and just let them know that, hey, man, I'm not this superhero. I'm just like you.
Right.
And you can do it, too. You can do whatever you set your mind to do. And that's what I relay to a lot of the older players, retired players. We have to reach back and let these kids know that don't put us on no pedestal. I mean, you can do it yourself. You can be whatever you want to be.
Now,
it starts by with education. I mean,
right,
even going back to school and saying, well, okay, Ricky did it, you know.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
Now, that's so interesting to me. I mean, there's so many, like, dynamics within that. First of all, you know, from yourself speaking to aspiring players as well as current players, that, you know, you could do anything that you put your mind to, and then that's possible. And then you have the dynamic of, you know, once you're in the league, you know, many of these players look at successful businessmen that were current players as well. And, you know, in their eyes, they think, you know, I could do that as well. Or is that possible for me to do? What do you think are the tools that they need in order to empower themselves? And I mean, you mentioned education. What else do you think would be important? I mean, a lot of the players that, you know, at least some of the players, they're much more shy and timid in terms of reaching out to different networks and contacts. How would you suggest they, you know, combat those types of things?
Well, just like you said, you know, you have to collaborate with businessmen while you're in the league.
Right.
You know, do it while you're in college. I mean, I know a lot of players, they focus on, we're talking about athletes, I'm talking about athletes, focus on just the game of basketball, improving their craft, or football, whatever it is. I mean, collaborate with some of the alumni while you're there. I mean, those guys are successful businessmen, you know, and that's their profession, that's their craft. You know, in the off-season, work with those guys, you know, spend time at the banks, or wherever they professionals at, spend time with them and learn from them. And I mean, that's what I relay to my kids. I mean, you know, it's not all about just you know, dealing with athletes. Deal with investment bankers and bankers and, you know, teachers, different people.
And what would you suggest in terms of, you know, so much of being successful, whether you're an athlete or even you know, involved in a professional activity or in the corporate world or what have you, so much of being successful is really dependent on your social circle and who you surround yourself with.
And, well, that's true, and determination.
Right.
You know, everyone not blessed with a silver spoon in their mouth where they can be surrounded with all these investment bankers and all these high-profile people. I mean, just stay determined. You know, just stay determined, stay grounded, keep your faith in God. I mean, I used to read my Bible every day, and I still read it.
Wow.
You know, especially when I was playing ball, just to help keep me focused.
Yeah. I'm sure it's very easy to allow some of the successes of your career as well as the stardom to, you know, take you away at some points in your life.
I mean, just keep it real, you know. I mean, because it's an entertainment business, you know. It's basketball, sports. I mean, you know, it's entertainment,
right?
You know, and so the players, they a lot of them now, I don't think they, I think a lot of them understand that now.
Okay, excellent. Now, thank you so much, Ricky. I mean, are there any last kind of comments that you think would be ideal? And tell us a little bit about where someone could find you, as well as, you know, any promos on your product in terms of, you know, something that you'd like to say about your product.
You can go to bouncingbilly.com. You can see the educational pieces, you know, for early childhood. It's a program. I made a carrot out of the ball. It's bouncingbilly.com. You could also go to AccuShot22.com. You can see the balls and stuff. I mean, it's a great program. And stay strong, everybody. I mean, and be leaders and give back. I mean, that's my message for today. Give back to the community.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, Ricky. This is the Post Game Plan with our guest today, Ricky Pierce. My name is Ali Samani. We'd like to wish you guys a very great day. And definitely take account of the words that Ricky has said here, giving back, staying focused, staying determined, and really focusing in and ensuring that you're successful in all aspects of the game. Thank you so much, Ricky, for your time.
All right, Ali, no problem.
All right, my friend. Take care.
All right.